Let's focus on Tibet now and reports that dozens of Tibetans were arrested in early November after they reportedly staged a rare protest against the creation of a gold mine in a traditional pasture area. The mine is being dug in a spot called Serkog, known as Gold Valley by Tibetans. The protest happened outside local government offices in a town called Gaixiang. Since the initial round of police detentions, activists outside Tibet say that some of those arrested were released, leaving an unconfirmed number still in custody. All of this information has been hard to come by, and that's because the Tibetan region is tightly controlled by China, ever since it was invaded by the communist authorities 75 years ago. For more on all this, I spoke with Dorji Tsetsen in Dharamsala in India. He's the Asia Program Manager with the Tibet Action Institute. I asked him to tell us about the new gold mine and why it's got some people so upset.
Tibetans believe it is a rich gold and minerals, but Tibetans have always lived with the environment, with the nature. So we have always protected. And we get to know from the local Tibetans that equipments were brought into the site. So it's a summer pastoral where Tibetans raise their animal. They definitely feel it's against their value.
So it's been reported that some Tibetan nomads gathered to protest against the mine in early November. What have you heard happened at that protest?
So when the Tibetan nomad, when they get to know about this mining activity happen, they protest and then they report to the government officials. And because of this government official reporting, instead of like hearing the concern, the people were then like targeted, saying they cannot do the protest.